Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special, and occasionally put in something a little different, a reading, a story, a joke, or perhaps something I've recorded. And I do have some wombats for the show today, so it's a wombat show. We're starting off with a song I think we all need. I know I do. It's called Better Days Ahead, and it's by Paul Thorne. He's kind of a country rock musician, not that well known. A lot of rhythm, a lot of spirit, and he writes his own music, his own songs. And this one sort of says, things may look a little rough now, but there are better days ahead. Well, we can hope, can't we? So here's Paul Thorne with Better Days Ahead.
Down in New Orleans, the pouring rain is flooding the streets and Lake Pontchartrain. Train. This great cold weather is bringing us down. Maybe we should just pack up and leave this town. Out there somewhere the sun still shines, somewhere the water tastes just like wine. We got to believe where there's a will, there's a way. Let's live for tomorrow and forget yesterday.
Days ahead, without less time, I'd be willing to bet.
That was Better Days Ahead by Paul Thorne. I was working in New York City about 6 months or so before the next song came out. The song is American Pie by Don McLean. And it happened that I had lunch one day with a man I knew. I was trying to find a banjo teacher. And during lunch, the man said that he lived upstate from New York City on the river. The place he lived had a gatehouse which he rented out to a musician. And the musician had told him that he had a song coming out soon and he expected to be famous. And he told me his name. I didn't think much of it. I was always hearing stories like that of somebody who's going to do this or do that. And then the song came out, American Pie by Don McLean. The single was number one in the U.S. Billboard hits for 4 weeks in 1972. And it was at 8 minutes, it was the longest song that had ever made it to number one on the Billboard Hit 500, top 100. And it stayed as the longest song to go to number one for 50 years. The meaning of the lyrics, which are cryptically, they allude to many of the jarring events and social changes experienced during the time between 1959 and the song was released, and much debated. Don McLean eventually released a sort of an explanation of some of it, and he's due to go on tour this year to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that song. So this is a historically important song and a big deal to me when it came out. American Pie by Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I dancing in the gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice king was looking down. The jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. The day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. Cause the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss America. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye Miss this American pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
You just heard American Pie by Don McLean. The next song is from the folk music revival. There were no specific dates for it, but it really took place for me in the late 50s, early 60s, and groups like Peter, Paul and Mary, Kings and Trio, the Weavers, all sorts of groups came in, and it was really the beginning. A lot of it was folk singers and writing their own songs, as opposed to commercial groups, more Nashville and professional. Anyway, one of the groups that was singing a lot in those days was the New Christy Minstrels, and they did some beautiful music. A large group, had a lot of famous people go through it. Kenny Rogers was in the group for a while. The next song is called Cotton Fields. It's by the New Christy Minstrels. It's one of the many songs I remember from that era. Cotton Fields by the New Christy Minstrels.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home. I was over in Arkansas when the people asked me what you come here for. In them old cotton fields back home.
And when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in their own cotton fields at home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in their old cotton fields at home.
Well, it might sound a little bit funny, but you don't make very much money in them old cotton fields back home. It might sound a little bit funny, but you don't make very much money in them old cotton fields back home. And when them cotton balls again rock, you can't pick very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home. Yeah. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from the Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old cotton fields back home. Yes, when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in that cradle in them old.
That was Cotton Fields by the New Christy Minstrels. The next song is I Don't Mind by Usher. It's the only Usher song I play on my show, and I'm going to look for some others. He was very popular. This particular song went to number one on the rhythmic charts, and it was his 13th number one on those charts, and at that time was the most anyone had ever had. So this is I Don't Mind by Usher.
Yeah, Usher, baby, this for the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Go handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes long as you coming home. Girl, I don't mind. The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. Cause shawty, you thinkin' them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowdin' around you like they seen Beyonce in here.
She here, she here.
You want your own and you need your own, baby, who am I to judge?
Who am I to judge?
Cause how could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club?
I met you in the club.
I make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A, shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe, shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes long as you coming home. Girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in the Rari. And when we get home, we have us our own little private party, you know. So I don't worry at all about the things they do or say. I love you anyway. You can twerk while in a split. You racking up them tips. Your body rocking, your booty popping. I'm proud to call you my bitch. They be looking, but they can't touch you, shawty. I'm the only one to get it. So just go ahead, keep doing what you're doing. Shawty, I don't mind,
yeah.
If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't
mind
when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Go handle your biz and make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. I can take off your clothes.
Let's get it.
Long as you coming
yeah.
home.
You
shawty, I don't mind.
Yeah.
If you dance on a pole, that don't make you a hoe. I
don't
mind when you work until three. If you leave with me, girl, I know you gotta make that money, money, money. Oh. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Girl, go and do your biz. Make that money, money, money.
Make
your money, money, money.
Yeah.
You can take off your clothes long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
That was I Don't Mind by Usher. You are listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you this show Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance to play for you songs I think are special and occasionally sneak in something odd, something that's not a commercial recording. I've put in a number of rather strange things as wombats. I consider it kind of licensed to put something in to entertain you or surprise you or some goofball things. And also occasionally I will play a piece of music that I recorded. And those are wombats. And so tonight I have one of those. Years ago in Tampa, Florida, where I'm from, I was visiting, and downtown they had a studio where you could go in And it was sort of like a karaoke place, except you had a sound booth, and you'd put on your karaoke track and record what you sang. And when you got through, they gave you a little, I think it was a cassette at the time, recording of what you had done. And I went in, and with my sons, they both recorded things. And this is a song I did that time, and it's called She's a Lady. And so I recorded it, and I've kept it all these years. And now I'm going to play it for you as a wombat. So today's wombat is Harry Baya singing She's a Lady.
First night on the town, since she was just 18, a lady down on love and out of hopes and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. She never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon, when he asked her to marry, and she gladly said okay, and a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. She took me away from the home late at night, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Now she's a lady down on
That was She's a Lady, sung by me. Now, I know I missed a few notes there, but with a wombat, I'm allowed to do that sort of thing, I hope. And if you'd like to send me your opinion, you can reach me by email at harry baya.net. So it's harry@baya.net. And I'd be glad to have any comments on the show or on my Wombats. And look forward to hearing from you. The next song is The Jamestown Ferry by Charlie Crockett. And it's kind of a earworm. I couldn't get it out of my mind after hearing it. Jamestown Ferry.
She just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day January like she said it'd be if she ever left me. A case of gone was all she carried as she got on the Jamestown Ferry. And she said that gone was all he'd ever be. I didn't think that she'd leave me after saying how much she'd need me. But the fact still remains, I'm sitting there all alone, missing the loving of my baby. Lord, it's about to drive me crazy. She was the sweetest piece of ever I've ever known. She just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day January like she said it'd be if she ever left me. A case of gone was all she carried as she got on the Jamestown Ferry. And she said that gone was all she'd ever be. As I walk through that valley of honky-tonks and bars, I remember how she'd hold me, comfort me with thought. She didn't cuss with every breath. She had a soothing southern drawl, made me feel like a man. It all. She just caught the Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day January like she said it'd be if she ever left me.
That was the Jamestown Ferry by Charlie Crockett. The next song is kind of a wombat. I recorded it live at a campers concert at the end of a music week. It's a friend of mine, Alice Backer, playing the fiddle. And the name of the song is Mrs. Jameson. And if you listen closely, you can hear the audience humming along with the song, which I think adds to it a lot.
Thank you.
Just heard Alice Backer playing Mrs. Jameson on the fiddle. The next song is Blackbirds and Crows by the Nashville Bluegrass Band.
Eva was a fast thing most everybody knew, while other girls were running wild. Eva flew, her life was the fast lane, but it soon began to show. So I begged her with me to go to a little home here in Idaho, with the blackbirds and the crows. One year we were happy and tried to keep our lives on track. While I was looking to the future, Eva was looking back. She said she missed the old life, and she was truthful, I suppose. The truth was she could never leave. The truth was the nights I'd grieve if I had to let her go. Blackbirds sat on the fence line, crows flew through the sky. I whispered low into Eva's ear, Eva, you're gonna die. She's a half a mile out, a quarter across beneath those wheat field rows. And no one knows who put her there but the blackbirds and the crows. Folks come by, we sit around, and I tell them how she's gone. I tell them how she packed her bags and wrecked our happy home. Oh, I tell them she's down in Atlanta doing cocaine, and God only knows. But Eva's not gone, she's here with me, right here where she'll always be, with the blackbirds and the crows. Blackbirds sat on the fence line, crows flew through the sky. I whispered low into Eva's ear, Eva, you're gonna die. She's a half a mile out, a quarter across beneath those wheat field rows. And no one knows who put her there but the blackbirds and the crows.
That was the Nashville Bluegrass Band playing Blackbird and the Crows. The next song is kind of a wombat. I recorded it live. When I go to these folk music weeks, singing weeks, there are concerts like the Campers Concert, and also professional performers and instructors who teach workshops. And also at late at night, people would just stand around and sing in a big group. And one night I was standing next to one of the workshop performers, Bob Walser, and he led this song for the group, Rowdy Soul. And I recorded it, and this is what came out. So you can hear Bob Walser lead the song, which is a great song, but listen for the crowd getting into it. They add quite a bit. I love to hear a crowd join a good singer like Bob Walser.
Irish potatoes.
Ew.
his coat and wore it to the ball.
That was Bob Walser leading Rowdy Soul. The next song is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. If you haven't seen the movie Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta from 1977, I recommend it. One of the opening scenes that just sticks in my mind, they have this song coming up, which is called Staying Alive, with John Travolta strutting down the street to the rhythm. He's a young man, probably 18, and he's just full of himself. And he knows the people on his street, and they yell out at him, he yells back. And it just is a wonderful scene. This song captured it perfectly, and his the spring in his step and the energy of his youth all show so strongly. This is Staying Alive from Saturday Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
Baby,
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. The next song is Rocky Mountain High, sung by John Denver. John Denver co-wrote this song, and it's one of the two state songs of Colorado. And John Denver said it took him 9 months to write, but I think he did a successful job of it. Rocky Mountain High by John Denver.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed the Feeble Mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be poor and mad if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. The last song on the show today is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. For me, this is a song about lonely people seeking friends, seeking intimacy. And the verse that catches it all for me is, some will win, some will lose. Some are born to sing the blues. Whoa, the movie never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting. This is Don't Stop Believing by Journey. That was Don't Stop Believing by Journey. And that was the last song on the show today. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I am your host, Harry Baya. and I bring you Wombat's music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And I try to end the show the same each week. It's audience participation time. So I now ask you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.